tidbits. My gosh, don't you know me? Satin chums, just disembarked from my garage. The fashionable 403 bus, the flagship of public transport on Limpsfield Road and beyond. We're at the end of the route, the Wallingham end, and I'm just going to cut down a little side road, so hopefully there shouldn't be too much traffic noise. But yeah. Oh, here's a there is a story about the 403 from the archive. Remember, this is a while back, and there was a crash in a place called Hamsey Green, like something blocking the whole road. And anyway, yeah, the bus driver, he got the news over his little walkie-talkie thing they have, and it might have been his telephone, whatever. But anyway, it's just me and some other chump on the bus, and I'm on the lower deck, on the raised seats that are over the wheels, facing forward, clutching my satchel, keeping it sexy. And I'm not going all the way, but I think the other lad was going to Sainsbury's or whatever. Anyway, speaker thing comes on, and yeah, the driver says that he's going to turn round early, like maybe at Solihull roundabout, maybe at the Waitrose. So, well, I went up to his little booth thing, and yeah, because buses now have a little Magneto-style Perspex cage now that the driver's sitting, just so that they can't be mugged or spat on by the lovely British public. Thank you, Broken Britain. Anyway, so I'm chatting to the guy through the Perspex, and managed to get him to bypass Hamsey Green by cutting up by Wallingham School and then back out again, like where the goodies used to be. Anyway, and this is the best part of the journey, dropped me off at my actual front door. A 403 bus acting like a cab. Phenomenal, absolute one off. And I think now this podcast cooking. Now we're looking good. Talking of the podcast, I have been toying with a few new ideas for a little while. None of which I'm happy with yet, and none I got the skills for yet. So I thought, you know, whilst the pot's simmering, why not do a traditional style tidbits pod on the move, out on the roads. Outside, I just had a nice chat with Robbie Davro, friend of the show. Yeah, I think he's, yeah, just chatting some shit. So now I'm hungry for more, so I'm going to give it to you guys. But yeah, nice to get some fresh air in the gills as well, if that's how gills work. And I know it's been a bit of a gap since the last one. You know, if you're listening to these as they release, I mean, the thing to do is not to think of these as like consistent periodical updates or whatever. Like, think of it just more of a updated wanky Facebook status or whatever, and they're going to appear just as and when. This could be the start of a flurry, could be the last one, who knows. But yeah, what were we on about last time? Like, we did the chase one. Before that, I think I was bang on the skipping, wasn't I? And that's progressed now. I've started eating well, going to the actual gym. I've got a little plan, all that shit. And, well, the results aren't showing yet. It's early days. But yeah, I certainly feel better. Feels good to be doing something. And yeah, health wise. So it must be a little bit of progress, and I've got a little diary as well, which is fun to neglect, but it was nice going in WH Smith's, just having a little mooch. But yeah, for a very brief moment, I was gonna start posting up sort of jokey gym stuff, like to keep myself accountable, but fucking hell, yeah, I'm glad that idea fizzled. But yeah, just imagine sort of me in my pants bobbing up and down unimpressively, little weights like, let's get down a tidbit, and all that sort of shit. But yeah, instead I thought it'd be nice to sort of chuck up some podcast recommendations on the Instagram and in the stories, and yeah, done a few so far, but I'll keep adding every now and again, maybe even dip back into the archives and pick out some choice favourites, we'll see. But yeah, have you read Bob Mortimer's book yet? If you haven't and you're a fan of his, you got to whack it in the compulsory sort of listening pile, because yeah, it's sweet, it's funny, sentimental, and just an all-round good un. Like, do you remember Vic Reeves' book? Like, Vic Reeves, aka Rod, aka Jim Moyer. Another really good one, but so far he's only released volume one, and it only goes up to like all the story until he's moving down to London. That's where it ends. So until more of those come out, I think you've got to get on Little Roberts, which is good. But yeah, Bob's just got the story of how they met and all that good stuff, presenting the big check to the Daft lads. And yeah, like, I'm not going to go too far into it, give anything away, but yeah, my favourite bit is when he's talking about like when they went on a little scorpion hunt thing, southern Spain, and the gentleman's motorcycle club bit. Yeah, it's good, it's really, really good. There's a bit he sends a letter to his mum, and yeah, that'll touch you. But yeah, you know, he was a lawyer before. I think I've said too much already, but yeah, if you love Bob Mortimer, like you should, then it's not going to be a surprise that you're going to love his book. So that's that. I've been going to the cinema, saw The Father, which was amazing. Old Tony Hopkins. Oh yeah, it's depressing, but oh my god, very, very good. Most recently, I saw James Bond the other day, No Time to Die, where, you know, this time he plays a flustered hairdresser. I mean, I'm usually not a fan, but like the old Bonds they're of their time, aren't they? Bit rapey, and then Cold War ended and they sort of lost their purpose. But then, so I think that the writer died, didn't he, in the 50s or 60s, so whatever. But then the Bourne films came along and they were like, hang on, here we go, we can run with this, let's get Pouty Craig in for a little smug Bond recamp or a revamp, whatever. But yeah, so I was in the cinema, and well, I like to do the thing where you just show up and go in blind to like the next film that's playing, and it turns out it was James Bond. And before I get into it, like, I reckon skip ahead to 14 minutes 30 seconds if you don't want to hear about like spoilers or whatever. But I mean, yeah, I think I was going to dodge him, but I think, why not? I'm going to do some major spoilers, and they'll be coming up shortly. Skip to 14 minutes 30 to dodge him. So, tell you what, I'll edit in a little timestamp later, so if you skip to that time that I've said, and whatever, if you still haven't seen James Bond, and yeah, I'm going to put in a, like, the safe word will be fluffy kittens, and if you hear that, we're out of the Bond chat. So yeah, if, I mean, people get tetchy about that sort of shit, don't they? So anyway, right, have you skipped, have you gone? Okay, right, welcome to the inner spoiler circle, and here's my quick James Bond review. I actually thought it was all right. Fluffy kittens. No, false alarm. That was a false fluffy kittens. There's still going to be spoilers coming, but yeah, my review. I wouldn't rewatch, but you know, I thought, you know what? I've come into this thing with the wrong attitude, and like, even me, sort of, I was wanting to not like it. I came out happy. I mean, I had questions, but no doubt I was happy. I like that Hugh Dennis was in it. He did well. I liked Madeline. She's got that sort of that face that's kind of looks like she's always on the brink of tears, like that sort of Kevin De Bruyne. I always look like they're gonna cry. But yeah, I like the pun with the eyeball. I liked the scenery. Scenery was nice. The icy lake, Cuba and shit, lovely. The music, fucking amazing soundtrack. And well, of course, it's Hans Zimmer. You know, the same guy that did this. He did the score for Cool Runnings. So obviously, we're in very safe hands. Beautiful. Downsides. Yeah, towards the end of it, I felt a bit like it was watching someone play like a third-person shooter. When he's got this earpiece in, like, and cues in the earpiece, and he's giving him instructions and stuff. It was like a sort of a new computer game level starting every 5 minutes. Like, he's sort of in his ear, like, okay, James, you've made it to the stairwell, but we need to find the control room. And once you're in there, there's going to be a sequence of buttons and levers. And careful on the stairs, because this one, you've got to hold down the R button to make sure you crouch or whatever. But yeah, you're just sort of watching that sequence and you think they could very, very easily slot this into a game. But the big downside, and I think, I mean, maybe, yeah, I think I've, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, do you reckon it was weird that they chose the Freddie Mercury guy to give James Bond a blood disease? Like, let that sink in. I mean, there's an article in the, it was in the Independent a while ago, where Malik, he says, yeah, Freddie Mercury was a major influence on the character. So hopefully they didn't mean that in an AIDS-y undertone way, because if that's an intended subplot, then that's fucked up, isn't it? But yeah, maybe, I think I've definitely read too far between the lines, but who knows? And also, like, so he can't touch his family anymore. Bond can't touch his family after what happens, but he could still be a presence in their lives, couldn't he? Like, social distancing, innit, James? Like, Zoom chats. Anyway, let's get the others back in the room. I hope you've enjoyed the behind the curtains, whatever, spoiler room, whatever we'll call it. But anyway, 1, 2, 3, fluffy kittens, welcome back aboard, chums, and well dodged. I don't think that review was any good anyway, but yeah, we've exhausted it, and yeah, give this a full listen all the way through one day once you're up to speed. And right, what else can we chat about? Who remembers Doritos 3Ds? they were nice. That's all I've got to say about them. And whenever someone talks about Gucci, right, the designer brand thing, from now on, just know that Gucci means gooch-like, similar to the perineum. Dictionary definition. Gucci, adjective, like a gooch. Sample sentence. Oh, that's rank, smell that. Does that smell a bit Gucci? Quick interruption. I just edited in the spoiler timestamps, so I thought, you know, the Gooch chat got a bit heavy here, a bit gross. The 3D Doritos were looped back in. It all got a bit unnecessary. So I thought, you know what? I'm cutting it. No one needs that in their lives. Actually, while I'm here, behind the curtain, we mentioned Hans Zimmer, who's got the keys to my Bimmer in this one. That's not a spoiler. But I was on a treadmill the other day, listening to an old gym list, and I can't remember putting it in there, but sure enough, there was a remix of the Hello Sharon, Hello Shelley song from Gladiator that came on. Incredible. It's like a techno remix, right? And the vocals were the same, but it all sounded a bit kind of Darude underneath. Like a bit sash. Kind of like if Gladiator met Scooter. So, I mean, I'd definitely want to hear that mix, like the old, Hello, Sharon. 3 a.m. Hello, Shelley, and I've been here. Siberia! Anyway, let's get back to the action. Yeah, all right, before I scooch, this time last year, pretty much to the day, the most consistent friend of the show, JT, little Jimmy Thompson. Yeah, he just done his Goodwill Hunting move and successfully landed in Australia. And, you know, pretty much fresh out of an operation and recovering from the C word that I'm yet to mention on these podcasts. And after months of shit hashtags, campaigning, like in the most mad, confusing time to travel, he makes it to Australia with nothing. You know, he had his pluck, good looks, his wits, and some electrical good vouchers. And he's made a life out of it out there. So, I just wanted to say a quick well done, Jay. We love you. We're all proud of you. And thanks to Lozenge, who, well, I'm yet to properly meet, but cheers for looking after our gorgeous 200-pound bouncing bundle of baldy baby boy. The man with a stage age, like ranging from anything from a fresh newborn to a sweaty 45-year-old gritty husband in a vest, in a 1950s British kitchen sink drama. He can do it all. But yeah, you guys throw a couple of shrimp on the barbie for me, and enjoy the spring. It's gonna be nice. But I'm gonna come visit when the stars align, when I got a bit of money in my pocket and things get a bit easier. I'm coming over. Another quick shout out to Rene in Germany, who listens to improve his English. Phenomenal effort. I mean, getting through this in a first language is test enough. But yeah, thanks for listening, Rene, you ledge. And that Gucci chat was specifically for you. Take that back to Germany. And I think I'm going to cut it off there just before I get too sentimental, a bit out of practice, but good to be back. Good to have a nice chew in the air. Good to blow away a few cobwebs, and yeah, all round wholesome family fun, isn't it? So The email address for the show is tidbitspod@protonmail.com. Give me a holler and give the show notes a read if you fancy. And yeah, until next time, see you later. Ha 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 ha